Welcome to the Father and Son podcast, where my father and I chat about many topics of interest. Chatting is an important part of learning and growing. Check it out.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Baba. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again, and we've got another episode.
Yeah, we do.
So, what's the event in the weekend? You had a karate lesson?
Yeah, I did. There was a stripe test, and I didn't get the stripe.
When do they usually have a stripe test?
Like a month before the grading, a couple months before the grading.
Okay, and how many stripes do you need to get to qualify for the grading?
In Orange Belt, which the belt I'm in, is you need 6 stripes. The white stripe for sparring, yellow stripe for fitness, stripey stripe for self-defense, blue stripe for kata, green stripe for basics, and red stripe for combos.
Cool. And what was the test this Saturday?
Was the combo stripe.
And how did you go?
I did 2A, 2B, and 2C correctly, but I did 2D wrong. I did a roundhouse kick with my right foot, and I was meant to do the roundhouse part with my left foot instead of my right. So that's why I didn't get the stripe.
Oh, okay. And so at the end of the class, they say, hey, honey, you didn't get it. So what does that mean?
I hadn't done combos in couple months, so I'd forgotten all of them. If he'd actually taught us all the combos before we actually did the testing, maybe we would have actually gotten some more people who got the stripe rather than him relying on our memory.
But the idea of karate, the expectation is that you continue learning and practicing. So when they have an on-the-spot test, you don't need to remember. It's actually, you already know that. Anyway, so now you missed it. So what does that mean? So you're going to have another go?
Yeah, it's like the grading's like 3 months away. I've got plenty of time.
Okay. And so what did you learn from this? What are you going to do things? How are you going to do things differently next time?
Next time, how am I going to do things differently? So next time, I think I'll make sure to remind myself. I'll actually write down all the combos from 2A to 2D if we're doing the combos. And I'll write the 2D thing down, left kick, and I'll underline it, bold writing, left side of your body, left, not right, non-dominant.
Yeah, the non-dominant.
Yeah, I'll be doing it so hard that the lead breaks.
How did you feel? Did you, I actually want to ask you, did anybody get the stripe on Saturday?
Yes, my friend.
We don't need names, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So a couple of people got it.
Yeah, two people.
Honey, this is the first time I think you missed a grading or a stripe grading.
No, that's not the first time.
Oh, okay. So
there was a time where I had a lack in concentration during kata, and instead of doing like the spin with my left leg, I did like a, I turned around and went backwards.
Okay.
Because I was going.
All right. So how do you feel when you miss a test?
Upset. And I'm in a bad mood for the rest of the day.
But what do you do with that energy? Do you need to think about what am I going to do things, how am I going to do things differently next time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you realize that in my karate days,
I'm wondering what was it like when you missed like an actual grading, like a belt?
You know, in my karate days, I missed a grading between blue and brown. And you know how long it takes me to have another go? 12 months. Another 12 months.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
No, it's not a shame. The whole idea of martial arts is continuous improvement.
And if you failed in the second one, you were going, here we go again.
Yeah, but as I said, passing a test is not the ultimate thing. It's actually the skill.
You'll also be going, it's the same guy.
Yeah, the same guy. Well, actually, they realize that the same guy is coming back again and again. And you know what? The second test I did really well.
You got your brown belt?
I got my brown belt, and I never missed a test after that. I got my first black belt and the second black belt.
Which you are now, and you haven't crossed that line. when Mr. Kimura and Yamamoto and the Legend of Bruce Lee are sixth dan and third dan, and then your previous one that you had an incident with is an eighth dan, best in Australia.
Yeah.
Now, if you ever try to join a martial arts place again, they'll be going, oh, have you checked with Mr. Eighth dan? You need to check with him first. That way, then you can do the karate.
I think we're digressing from the topic. So let's just go back. So today we caught up with a friend, and she's got a dog.
Yeah, Fergie.
But I do always notice that you have a particular interest in dogs.
I do, and I begged Mum for 3 years to get a dog. Yet she said no. Until late December last year, she said, honey, we can get a dog. We just need to choose the right time. And I said, well, why don't we get it in like June to August next year, Mum? She said, yep, that sounds like a good time. June to August next year, we'll get a dog.
And would you prefer a dog over a cat?
Yes. Why? Reason one?
Well, I haven't asked why, but
cats slack off. They just lie down. They don't do anything.
What about dogs? Are they more interactive?
Yes, way more interactive. And reason why I don't want a cat is because actually at my mum's house, our neighbors have three cats, and they always do poops in her apple tree.
Yeah, okay. So when do you think you're going to get the dog?
Late June to early August this year.
And what sort of dog are you after?
I'm after, I would say, I used to really want a pug, but I'm starting to change my mind. And I think I want either a golden, never mind, we can't do that. Because we have a size limit.
It sounds like you haven't really made up your mind. Because you need
I was going to say golden retriever to Labrador, but then I realized I forgot that we had my mom and I had agreed to like a size set, and that size set, that's like size of dog is like your knee height from sitting down.
Yeah, okay. So this is about half a meter.
Yeah, so like from my hips to heel long.
Okay, I got you. I got you. And also,
because we want a small dog, because I became big brain and thought if we get a smaller dog, it'll think because our backyard there is very small. If we get a smaller dog, then the smaller dog will think because it's smaller, the backyard's going to be much bigger for it. Whereas if we get a big dog, it'll be going, is this the entire backyard?
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Well, I'm sure once you come close to the decision, you and Mum will have to discuss
we're aiming towards Cocker Spaniel to smaller.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. Pug, so that's your maximum size. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because again, my brain told her about that.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, honey, we were talking about
grandparents
today.
Says it on the computer there. I can read. I have eyes.
So grandparents. So without mentioning their names, tell me about your grandparents from your mom's side.
So I have my baby and my grandpa. My grandpa, I rarely see him because he lives in Geelong. But Bibi, she lives very close to Mum's house. She lives in Melbourne.
And Bibi is your grandmum.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Grandpa's my grandpa.
You call her Bibi because
yeah,
that's the Arabic name.
If you hadn't have given me the Arabic name, I would call her Grandma. But
yeah. Okay. And you've got Big Bibi.
Yeah. Big Bibi's getting old. She's getting a little bit sick now because of her dementia.
So Big Bibi is a great grandmom.
Yeah, she's around 93 years old. She's okay. Getting really old.
No, actually, I like your Bibi and I like your Big Bibi. I think they're great, great people. I know them very well. And
you were at Big Bibi's 80th birthday, weren't you?
Yeah, I always think that you really pay particular attention to Big Bibi. And I like the idea that you always care about how she's doing. So that's really nice.
She's been having incidents like it was like maybe a month ago where she would constantly fall out of the bed. So they had to, like, I don't know what they did. I don't know if they did anything.
Yeah, did they?
But they were thinking about doing something to stop her from falling out of the bed because it was constant. She kept getting bruises.
Well, she's in a place where people do care about, you know, for her and offer that. So that's okay. And you asked me the other day about my parents, my side of.
Yeah. I never got to meet the guy.
The Jumas. Well, my father was a very interesting man, and I miss him a lot. But I keep remembering what he used to talk to me about. And I think when he passed away, he was happy about me and where I am in life. They both know you before they passed away. And my mom outlasted my dad. So I think she passed away 2 years after him. So.
What do you like? Who do you miss, your dad or his mustache?
I miss my father. So regardless of, yeah, he used to have a mustache.
It's like the mustache is growing near him.
Yeah. But the idea, honey, is that whilst you've got your grandparents and whilst you've got your great-grandmom,
yeah,
pay them attention and care and give them a call. Now you've got a phone. You can text them. It costs you nothing.
I can't call Big Baby.
No, but you can text your grandfather.
Yeah. There's a specific number. Reason why is because she has a telephone in her room, right?
This is great-grandmom.
Yeah, Big Baby. There's a specific phone in her room that she stays in. And in that phone, there's a specific number put. There's different phones all in the building for everyone. And each of those phones has a different number. So you have to put in a specific number to get to her.
Yeah.
And I don't know that number and I can't know it because I'm pretty sure currently we can't go in.
Well, I think your BB cared a lot about you. And she looked after you for a couple of years, so because you were living with her for a while. And great people. But this is really, I'm enjoying this conversation, but we are coming to the end of the podcast. So what's your aim for next week at school?
To not miss any classes and to do a bit better next week.
Not missing a class is not really a great achievement.
Question, did you ever meet Pop?
Yes.
Big Baby's husband.
Yes, a couple of times. Yeah. Great man, and I really had a couple of wonderful conversations with him. So next week. What's your achievement?
To not miss any classes and to try and do a bit better next week.
In what subject and in what way? Be specific so you can achieve it.
Maths mainly and English.
And English. Yep. Okay. All right. Anything specific in both of these topics?
No.
It's really important. Sometimes we just need to pick something specific. Like in basketball, you can't just say, I want to be a good player. You need to say, I need to improve my three-pointers.
Yeah, like Steph Curry.
So be specific. All right, we're going to have to wrap up. So
It's been fun. It's been good.
Always, honey. Always.
Until next time, stay well.
And stay safe. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Father and Son Podcast. To help us continue chatting about more topics, please hit us with a like or leave a comment. And while you're here, please subscribe. Until next time, stay well and stay safe.